This is the last in our series of being an athlete for God. And I wonder how many of you have been every week and can remember some of the things we've looked at. We've thought about being a team and training and victory and defeat. And then we have this interesting verse. The Lord takes pleasure in his people and he adorns the humble with victory. Now, this short verse from the Psalms, which is songs, raises lots of questions for me, and I'm sure maybe it does for you. What does it mean the Lord takes pleasure in his people? What does it mean to be humble? I wonder if you maybe just spend a couple of minutes talking to someone near you now. What kind of questions does that short verse raise for you? The Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with victory. Have a quick chat now. I do love asking questions of the Bible. I think that was one of my favourite things that I learned at theology college, was it's okay to ask, what does this mean? And to question it and pull it apart and think about it. When I was thinking about this verse, I actually had an interesting one of the old. You were mentioning one of the Old Testament stories, and I was like, "That's a really good one." I thought of a story in the New Testament, a story that Jesus told in the book of Luke, chapter 18. And he says this, it says, to some who were confident of their own righteousness, that means being right with God, and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. One day, two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other one a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself. Just get away from that riffraff. And he prayed this, thank you, God. I am not like other people. I'm not like robbers. I'm not like evildoers. I'm not like adulterers. And I'm not like that tax collector over there. I fast twice a week and I give away a tenth of all I get. Thank you, God. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not look up into heaven, but he beat his breast and he said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus went on to say, I tell you that it was the tax collector, not the Pharisee, who went home justified, put right with God. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. Now, Pharisees were a group of Jews who tried really, really hard to follow every letter that the law of God had given to his people, the Torah, which is the first five books of the Old Testament. Now, in it, there are lots and lots of rules. And the Jews believed, because God had said, follow the rules in order to be right with God. But the Pharisees went over and above all the rules in the Old Testament. They developed their own set of extra rules to help them follow God's rules and to be as holy as possible. So this included fasting twice a week. Now in the Torah it says you only have to fast once a year at one of the key festivals. But the Pharisees fasted twice a week. In the Torah it says you only have to give away a tenth of your grain and oil and wine. But the Pharisees gave away a tenth of everything. So this guy, this Pharisee, is very pleased with himself because he knows that he has done his best to follow every rule, and not only every rule in the Torah, but every rule that the Pharisees had set themselves in order to attain and achieve holiness. Contrast this with the tax collector. Now, if you've read any part of the Gospels, you'll know that Jesus was criticised for hanging out with tax collectors and sinners. So you already know that they are pretty low down in society in Jesus' time. The Romans ruled over the Jewish people and a lot of the known world at that time, including England at some point. And so they ruled over the Jews, and as part of that, they took money in taxes. And they used Jewish people to take the taxes from their neighbours. So tax collectors had already betrayed their own people by colluding with the Romans in order to take taxes. But on top of that, some tax collectors, and we see this in Zacchaeus, took not only the tax they were supposed to pass on to the Romans, but they took extra in order to make themselves rich. So we don't know that this is what this tax collector did, but it is very likely that that is what he did. So he was getting rich at the expense of his neighbours. And to say he was therefore despised is an understatement. But look at what he does. He actually makes it to the temple to pray, which not every tax collector or sinner did. And then he beats his chest, which in that culture was a sign of great distress. He's really upset. And he says simply, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Well, the Pharisee thinks he has earned his justification. That means being right with God. The Pharisee thinks he has earned his justification through working really hard to follow the rules. The tax collector knows that he can never work hard enough to become justified with God. And at this point, he's really upset. Like so many stories Jesus told, there's a surprise twist. Often, rabbis at that time would hold the Pharisees up as examples to follow. But Jesus says it's the tax collector, not the Pharisee, who goes home put right with God. Now this, when it's a familiar story, just becomes a familiar story to us, but first time being told, it would have shocked Jesus' listeners. Because that's not possible. It says we ought to follow the rules, and this guy, this tax collector, he hasn't followed the rules. But now, when Jesus comes, he brings a new way of being right with God. He says that it is a gift. It's not something we have to earn or work hard at in order to maybe one day be rewarded with it. It's free. We just have to be humble enough to realize that we need it. He says all those who exalt themselves like the Pharisee will be humbled, and all those who humble themselves like the tax collector will be exalted. And with Jesus, it's not so much about following the rules. It's about our attitude, our heart. Am I doing all the right things, but with bad attitudes towards those around me? Am I aware of how far from God's standards I am and just want to be forgiven because I'm never going to reach those standards? Yes, becoming like Jesus through our lifestyle is really important. We've spent the whole summer series thinking about that. And I don't want to say that's not important, because it is. And it's important to train as an athlete for God. But all that training is for nothing if we hate our neighbour. If we lust after that good-looking person at work. If we get angry and lose control with our loved ones. Or if we simply think that we're better than somebody else. In this story, Jesus reminds us that it's what's going on in our heart, our humbleness, that is more important than anything else. Now, friends, none of us are perfect. And as you get to know me, you will soon know my imperfections. Or you can ask my family, or maybe not, because they're here, so please don't. But I really want to be a disciple of Jesus. I really want to become more like him. And I work hard, not as hard as I should, but I do work hard to become more like him. I want to spend more time with Jesus. I want to spend more time reading my Bible and praying and doing all those things that we know we ought to do in order to train like athletes for God. But I know that the moment I start to think I've got it sussed, and that I'm better than other people, is the moment that I am most in trouble. So we come back to this short verse in the Psalms. The Lord takes pleasure in his people, and he adorns the humble with victory. The humble tax collector went home justified, forgiven, at peace. Now, our verse today was originally written in a language called Hebrew, and I looked up some of the words. That's one of my little kind of pet things I love to do, is what were the original words? So the word, the Hebrew word for adorns, he adorns the humble, means to glorify or beautify or crown. And the Hebrew word for victory can also be translated as salvation. So it says that when we are humble, God crowns, adorns, beautifies us with salvation, with being right by him, with being with him at the end of our days. And being with him, walking with him now. That is our victory. Our victory is knowing God, being saved and forgiven by him. And this is only possible through being humble like the tax collector. So as we come to the end of our series on being an athlete for God, we know it's important to train, but it's also important what's going on in our hearts. It's important to be humble. In the Olympics, we've seen lots of people lose. After all, only one person can get the gold and only three people stand up and receive medals. But even those who haven't won, like Bukayo Saka, are still winners if they have faith in God. Let's just finish with a prayer. Lord God, help us to remember that when we walk with you, we are always victorious. Help us to remain humble and keep clean hearts with you. Amen.